Okay, today is Brachas Daf Yud Gimel, the beginning of the second parak, and we will talk about a topic that relates to the Rashi and the Tosfos here on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll talk about the topic of the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah and the essence of the Din of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara quoted a Machlokas Tanoim about Shema, about Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether you can say Kriyas Shema in any language or not. Rebbe says that Kriyas Shema has to be said in the way that it is written, Kriyas Shema Kichsava, as it is written, and the Chachamim say, and we pass on like the Chachamim, B'chol Lashon, Kriyas Shema can be said in any language. And the Gemara goes into, where does Rebbe and the Chachamim know their Shitas from? So Rebbe, how does he know that it has to be said in this language? Amar Krav, V'hayu, V'havayasan Yehu, it has to be in this way, V'hayu, V'rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say it could be in any language? Because it says, Shema, B'chol Lashon, Shata Shomea, any language that you are able to hear and say, that's Shema. Shema is inclusive. What does Rebbe do with the word Shema? To teach me, ha'umi ba'ile, ha'shmei la'azacha ma'ashadamotzi b'ficha. Make heard to your ears what you say from your mouth. Meaning the concept of hashma la'aznav, when you talk, when you recite something, that has to be audible enough for you to hear it with your ears. And the Rabbanan, they hold that you don't have to do that. We'll get to that by the Shem in a couple of dafim on daf tezvav. Ula Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do? Now the Gemara continues back and forth. What do they do with the words Vahayu? No, they don't need it to teach me in Lashon HaKodesh. They teach it that it can't be read Lamafreya. Achlokas Rishonim, what is Lamafreya? Rashi, Ben Yonah, etc. The Rebbe, how does he know that it can't be Lamafreya? Dvarim HaDvarim, the Rabbanan, don't darshin that. But now, the Gemara says, Lameimra, the fact that Rebbe has an inclusion, he needs a pasuk to teach me that Shema must be said in Lashon HaKodesh, what does that teach me about if I didn't have the pasuk? L'meimra desava Rebbe, to call a Torah kula, b'chol Lashon Emra, so it must be that Rebbe must hold that the rest of the Torah, besides Shema, can be read in any language. Because if the rest of the Torah must be said in Lashon HaKodesh, you wouldn't need a pasuk of Vahayu to specify. So that's why it must be, that's the limud. And the Gemara continues with the Hemshecha Gemara. But the question is, what is this line referring to? It must be that Rebbe holds that besides when you say the mitzvah of Kriyashma has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. But the rest of the time, then it doesn't have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. What's the rest of the time? When else is there a mitzvah to read the Torah? When else is there a mitzvah d'oraisa to read the Torah that the Torah would be referring to that and that, whether you could say it in any language or not? So Rashi says, what does it mean, the rest of the Torah? Rashi here says, Midvarim hadvarim, lema ksava Rebbe, midisrach le krol kriyashma shedik ksava sfir le, bishar kol ha-Torah, b'chalasho nemer likros. In the rest of the Torah. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi is a little bit alluding to maybe what he says in Megillah on Daf Yud Zayin of Abayz, where this sugya also comes up. Rashi says there, b'chal lashon emra, likrosa b'chal lashon, to read it in any language. Sounds like Rashi's talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Ask Tosfos, both here on Daf Yud Gimel and Brachas, and there, Daf Yud Zayin in Megillah, what is Rashi talking about? Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. That can't be what the Torah is referring to. What the Gemara is referring to when it says that the Torah is alluding to that, ask Tosfos right here, V'lo nehira ta'ezra tikein Kriyas HaTorah. U'mikami dasi Ezra v'hayu lamali. So before Ezra came along, what was all you teaching me? So, what is Rashi talking about? And that's exactly what Tosfos asked also there. Vaharukasha, Megillah Yuzayin, Shekriyas HaTorah, Einam HaTorah, Elam Yidurabad HaLavad. Besides for Parsha Zachar. That's what Tosfos here answers also. Maybe this cigar is referring to Parsha Zachar. Maybe Parshios HaMechuyavim Likros Daraisa. Maybe it's referring to the Parshios that are Mechuyavim Daraisa, Kamo, Parsha Zachar. Other Rishonim say maybe also Parshas Para. That's a Machlokes Rishonim. Inami, or the second answer given, maybe it's referring to other mitzvos that have a Kriya associated with it. Mikra Bikurim, Vidui Meiser, Parshas Chalitza, Shemitzvah Batora Likrosa. Now, Falpikein, even so, you could say them Bechal Lashon, which is the major sugya in Meseches Sota, in terms of languages, right? Birchas Kohanim and others. Either way, this is Shitas Tosfos that is referring to either Parshas Zachar or other mitzvos that have a Kriya associated with it. The question is, what is Rashi talking about? And this isn't the only Rashi, right? We had a Rashi earlier, Rashi on Daf Hei, a week ago, where the Gemara said there, remember, everything was given at Har Sinai, HaTorah VaMitzvah, HaEven VaLuchos. So Rashi said there, HaEven, that refers to Luchos HaEven. Let's remember that Gemara for a second. Luchos Elas Eras Adibros. Torah Zemikra. What's Torah Zemikra? Rashi says Zemikra. Chumish Shemitzvah Likros Batorah.
It's a chumash and mitzvah likros b'Torah. What is Rashi talking about there? It sounds like l'shitaso.
Right? He does a mitzvah, read the Torah, but I thought that's only d'rabanan. How could that be? So again, the source of this, the Rambam pretty clearly seems to say that this is a mitzvah d'rabanan. The Rambam in Hilchas Tfila says, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah d'rabanan. Moshe Rabbeinu tikein shiukarin b'Torah barabim. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that you read in the Torah barabim b'Shabbos u'b'Sheni u'b'Chamishi p'Shachris Mondays and Thursdays k'day shlo yishu shlosh yomim b'lo shmias Torah. So you don't go 3 days without hearing the Torah. The Ezra hasofer tikein shiukarin kein b'mincha b'chol Shabbos. Ezra added on mincha mishum yoshvei kronos. The gamhu tikein, he also added on how many aliyos, and how many psukim, etc. The Kesem Mishnah points out here, why does it say Moshe Rabbeinu if the Gemara, which the source of this is in the Gemara, at the end of Perek Meruba, on Daf Pei Beis in Bava Kama, it says Nevi'im Shebeinehem, so says the Kesem Mishnah, Lukvima Sha'amru Amdu on Nevi'im Shebeinehem V'tiknu, because of Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Aya HaNavi HaGadol, V'kol Nevi'im Shebedar Beis Dino Hu. All Nevi'im were secondary to him. V'od Shelo Asu davar ela bahaskamaso v'imkain elav roi liachis ha'inyan. Right, that's the language of the Kesem Mishnah to explain the Rambam. The Yerushalmi's lashon is Moshe tikein liYisrael. So you don't have to explain. Maybe the Rambam was just quoting the Yerushalmi instead of the Bali. But the Rambam seems to say takanas Moshe. But unless you say the Bach has this suggestion in the beginning of Tafresh Pehei. Unless you say because this Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says something is d'oraisa. So that is what some suggest. The Bach seems to say that it's a didaraisa, the details of the Rabbanan. So maybe Rashi holds like that. But again, the Pashtus is that it is the Rabbanan according to most. Another idea that maybe it's for Rashi, maybe not. Rashi is saying it's a mitzvah daraisa. Rashi does not say it's mechuyev daraisa. Maybe it's a fulfillment daraisa. So again, this borders on the hashkafa also, so this might not be Pashup Shad and Rashi, but there is another idea. The Rambam, a number of times, mentions that there's a difference between a chiyuv ha-mitzvah and a kiyum ha-mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchas Avel discusses all the mitzvahs d'rabanan bein adam l'chaveiro. The Rambam says in Perek Yudal Halacha Aleph, mitzvah zeh shel devrayim, levaker cholim, lenachim avelim. It's a mitzvah d'rabanan, to do biker cholim, nichim avelim, so these chiyuvim are derabanan. And then the Rambam adds, so when I do biker cholam, I'm only doing a mitzvah derabanan? Says the Rambam, no. V'yavta recha kamocha is a larger rubric that all these mitzvahs are under. V'yavta recha kamocha isn't mechayiv me to do biker cholam. Right? It's not mechayiv me specifics. But when I do biker cholim, I'm fulfilling v'yatzar recha kamocha. Called varam shadarotza shiyasu osam lecha achirim aseo tanato lachicha b'tar v'mitzvahs. Similar, you might say, the Rambam doesn't say it here, but you're also fulfilling the mitzvah of v'alach t'vidrachav. We know the Gemara tells us that in four ways, Hashem was mevakar cholim, Hashem was menachim aveilim, Hashem was mal b'sharumim, so when we do those mitzvahs, we're also being like Hashem, that also. But again, sometimes there's a chiyav mitzvah and a kiyam mitzvah. The Rambam also says this in Hilchas Shabbos, a lesser known source, the Rambam in talking about muksa. The Rambam gives three reasons for muksa at the end of Perach of Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos, why the Rabbanan created the world of muksa. Number one, if your Hiluch of Shabbos has to be different, and your Sicha of Shabbos has to be different, surely what you're involved in, and the chafatzim that you move from place to place, has to be different. But in that Lashon, he gives three midrabanan reasons why Chazal goes there. But the Rambam adds the line of you shouldn't be involved in muksa items, k'dei shelo yekiyom chol be'inav, so it doesn't sound like a weekday in your eyes, v'yavo lagbiyo l'takin kelim mipina lepino, mibayis labayis, o latzni avanim, shariyu batel v'yoshim eveso, v'yivakish avashiz azikbo, you're home, you're not at work, what are you going to do? It's going to look like a weekday. V'nimsa shelo shavas, and if there was no laws of muksa, and in a society pre-electricity, it could be that you're doing the same thing on Shabbos that you're doing during the week, and then the Rambam adds, u'batel atam shenemer batorah l'man yanuach. And then the whole idea of Laman Yanuach is undermined. Laman Yanuach, that's a pasuk in the Torah. We're talking about muksa. We're talking about a derabanan world. Maybe if I fulfill the laws of muksa, that's a kiyum daraisa of Laman Yanuach. Sometimes there's a chiyuv that's derabanan, but a kiyum that's daraisa. So it could be Rav Soloveitchik in one of his Yortzeit Shirim, in the one titled Takanas Moshe, discusses at length, as all of his beautiful Yortzeit Shirim are that he used to give for his father on Gimel Shvat. He discusses there that maybe
Kriyas HaTorah, yes, the details are derabanan, but when we have Kriyas HaTorah, there are two kiyumim de'oraisa that we are getting. Number one, it is hakel. It's a form of hakel. Because after all, we know the Gemara Chagiga Dav Gimel tells us what was the purpose of Hakel. Rashi quotes it: Anashim bo'am lulmo, nashim bo'os l'shmoa, tav l'mayim bo'an k'dizit in tzchar l'mivieihen. Hakel wasn't just about the learning. It was about the hearing. It was about the experience. Even if I don't understand it, I don't have time to think about it. It was the experience. Not just l'shmoa, not just lilmod, but l'shmoa, afilu im adam eino maven. And that's the nashim bo'am l'shmoa. What do you mean l'shmoa? To hear words of Torah. Remember that language of the Rambam that we just quoted? The Rambam back in Hilchos Tefillah. What was the language of the Rambam? The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah that we shouldn't go 3 days without. Shmias HaTorah. That's the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis. And by the way, also, this is in Hilchos Tefillah. Not in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Why is it in Hilchos Tefillah? Why? Because it's part of the Tzuras HaTefillah? Or even deeper, it's part of the experience of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what tefillah is about. And that's a kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah. So maybe the details are drabanan, but once they were misaking it. But, like the language of the Gemara there in Bava Kama, Kidei Shelo Yalinu Gimel Yamim Below Torah. They don't have 3 days without Torah. It doesn't say without learning Torah. As Rav Salvation pointed out, we mentioned this often in other shiurim. There was no mitzvah of Talmud Torah yet. Right? This takana was given in Mara. So it wasn't to fulfill Talmud Torah. It was to fulfill the connection of every Jew to Torah and hearing the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One. But also maybe more obvious is that maybe this is connecting to a different mitzvah. Kriyas HaTorah is a kiyum of remembering Har Sinai. Remember, the Ramban tells us that there's a mitzvah aseh. The Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, but the Ramban in the Hosafos of aseh tesvav, he says it's a mitzvah to remember Har Sinai. Should it tavinu lohodos l'shmo yisparam b'chalei shenikra b'torah? Ala tov agdola sha'asalana, right? The mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. What's the message of Birchas HaTorah? To remember Har Sinai. To thank Hashem on the great gift that he gave us, besito taraso eleinu, vodiyinu amasim arutsuyim lefanav. And he let us know the actions that would be ratsui to him, shebahem, through those actions, nenachel chaye olam haba. V'kashen et tavinu bebracha achar kol ha'achilo kenes tavinu bazu. Just like Birchas HaMazon, so too Birchas HaTorah. But this is a mitzvah similar to other zechiros, but the Ramban holds that the idea is to remember Har Sinai. So the Rambam might not argue on that principle, but he just doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. But it could be, suggests Reb Soloveitchik, that, and then there are many other earlier sources as well, Kriyas HaTorah is a kiyum of reenacting Maimon Har Sinai. And there's even differences in halacha regarding Kriyas HaTorah, right? Standing. Most Rishonim say that you do not have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. The Maharami Rutenberg was Machmir, right? The Mordechai quotes the Maharami Rutenberg in Perakah Blazat Demila, and the Ramah quotes it in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Dalad, that there's a minhag to stand. Why would you stand? You don't have to stand when you learn, but maybe Kriyas HaTorah is not just learning Torah, Bitzibur, it is reenacting Har Sinai. Yesh kiyim shmias dvar Hashem asrichim l'shoma me'uman, writes Rev Soloveitchik. Number one. Number two, Aseres HaDibros. Again, a separate topic that really came up recently, right, on yesterday's daf. Tarumas Haminim. That was another topic that we could have discussed. Hopefully, there'll be another time. Which ta'amim do you use? Tam Elyon or Tam Tachton? If it's learning, so you always use Tam Tachton. That's what you use. But if it's a reenactment of Har Sinai to remind us that Tam Elyon might be appropriate, do you have to go back for mistakes that don't change the meaning of a word? So there are mapaskins and kufmen beis, you know, you don't have to. You mess up the trup, you mess up the ta'amim. You don't have to be chozer bo, because it's learning. But if it's hearing the Dvar Hashem, maybe it has to be perfect. And he quotes from his grandfather, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was machzir, even on ta'amim. And that's what maybe Kriyas HaTorah is about. So maybe that also connects to the Rashi here. Rashi says, like other shar kol ha'Torah, Svir le b'shar kol ha'Torah b'chol losho nemra likros. The rest of the Torah can be said. It doesn't say mechuyav, other times that we are mechuyav. And also, that Gemara in Megillah, the language of Rashi there in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, Rashi says, b'chol losho nemra likros b'chol losho to read. It doesn't say the other times you're obligated. So it could be maybe Rashi is referring to this. Rashi is referring, there is a kiyum. Yes, of course, Rashi agrees to the Gemara Baba Kama. It's a takana d'rabanan, but it's a kiyum of either remembering Har Sinai, reenacting Har Sinai, versus The second idea of hakel as the diak nashim boim lishmoa. So we see there's another element. There's an experiential element to kriyas haTorah, and that is what it's about. Okay. So another idea, though, to talk about when we talk about kriyas haTorah, which also is it alluded to in this Gemara? Maybe when it talks about the other times that we have to read, assuming it's like Rashi, it's talking about kriyas haTorah. Chovas hayachid, chovas hatzibur. We know that kriyas haMegillah, every Jew, man and woman, has to hear the Megillah, has to hear every word of the Megillah. And when there's a Baal Kori, the Baal Kori is being motzi the Shomea through Shomea Ka'ona. Okay, there's a machlokas about women, whether they have a mitzvah of kriya or shmiya, but they have to hear it, at least, and every man has a chiv to say it as kilu he heard it. What about kriyas haTorah? So there are some mefarshim, some rishonim, some achronim that hold, so too kriyas haTorah. Kriyas haTorah is a chovas hayachid, and therefore one has to make sure to hear every single word. One has to have kavana to be yotze, and the Balkari has to have kavana to be motzi. You find this in the Ravan. The Ravan, one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, in the Tshuvas, in the beginning of his Sefer, Siman Ayin Gimel, he quotes that his brother Reb Chizkiah asked him, Sha'al Le'achir Reb Chizkiah, Hakori Batorah, Lama Omer Letzibor, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvarach, Yivarach Baruch HaTorah V'dayo. Fascinating question. Why do we have Baruch Hu Hashem Amvarach, Baruch Hashem Baruch Lelam Vo'ed? Just say the bracha. Why do we have that introduction when it comes to laning? Right? When else do you make a bracha on something and then you invite everyone to say Baruch Hu beforehand? Just say the bracha. Says the Ravon, V'heshav Tilo Lefi. She'ezra tikin liyisro she'ikoran batorah bebeiz vehu b'shabes v'hakore batorah motzi asat sibur yedecho vason mikriya. The one that's laning is being motzi the rabbim. Lefichach harehu omer litzibur. It's keilu, he's saying to the tzibur, atem tzrichim levarech v'lekros kamoni. You also have a mitzvah to recite these words like me. Taskimu lekriyasi ulebirchasi utabarchuimi. Make a bracha with me. And they answer. V'chein, he skipped the line. V'chein amavarch birchas hamazon. He compares birchas haTorah before kriyas haTorah to birchas hamazon. Unbelievable comparison. L'fishu motzi b'nei ha'seuda. Omer lahem taskimu. U'lekulan samchu chachamim shetiknu mimoshe kishem Hashem ekra v'chulu. But the Ravan clearly says it is a chovas hayachid. He's being motzi. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to assume this way also in one of his tshuvas. In Arachayim, in Chelek Dalid, Simin Mem Os Dalid, Dalid Mem Dalid, says Rav Moshe, Chiyav Kriyas haTorah hu al kol echad l'shmoa gimel kruin, b'sheni u'b'chamishi u'b'mincha l'shabes u'b'tanisibra b'rosh chodesh v'chol ha'moed, arba kruin. Some even want to say maybe only Shabbos, but here Rav Moshe says all of them. The afim shama below brachos. The brachos are in ma'akev. Kagon shenichlas lebeis hakneses achar shebirach harishon. If you came into shul after the bracha, nami yotze, you still yotze. Ve'en alav lelech lachzor shem yimse eizeh bekneses shishma gama brachos. You don't have to go search for the brachos to another. Rav Moshe is assuming that it's a chovetz hayachid, and you can't miss it. The Shlach Kodesh also earlier seems to say this as well. But according to Rav HaPoskim, it is a chovas hatzibur. This is not a kriyas haTorah was, especially if you say it's kiilu connected to Har Sinai and Hakel, so it's a reenactment of the tzibur. It's not singular. The Ramban seems to say this in the Melchamos, in the first parak in Megillah. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Simin, Tav, Kuf, Ayin, Beis. Similar discussion to that Ravan. He talks about why by Berchas HaMazon do we have a Zimun, and we don't have a Zimun. We say Nevarech She'achalnu by Berchas HaMazon, and by Berchas HaTorah we only say Baruch Hu HaShem Avorach. So he talks about by Berchas HaMazon we're including everybody has the Chiyuv, and therefore we say Nevarech. But by Berchas HaTorah, says the Radvaz, Lafishahu Lavado Balikros, Fatsibar Lonis Chayvu Bibrachazu. They're not Chayiv. You want to come praise with me? So answer me. But it's not that I'm saying this for you, says the Radvaz. And this is what most assume, that Tziyun LaTorah has a whole collection, the Aruch HaShulchan. Oh, that's what we assume. And again, there are nafkaminas, whether it's a Chovas Yad Chavas HaTzibur. The most pasha is, can you miss it? If somebody's traveling and they miss it, they have to make themselves, go out of their way to try to get a minion and hear it. Right, number one. Number two, kavana. Do you need kavana lahotzi, kavana latzes? A second, right? What about, fascinating discussion, gzeira deraba? We know three times in Shas, there are halachas that are knocked out when it comes out on Shabbos. Megillah, lulav, and shofar. By all three of those, gzeira deraba, shema yavirenu, dalaramos, mishas arabim. And Rishonim ask, why doesn't it apply to other mitzvos? Sukkah. Tosfos in a few places. Why not sukkah? Why isn't sukkah knocked out? Or, what about bris milah? we should say you can't do bris milah on Shabbos because Gzeri might come to carry the knife. Right? Tosfos and Megillah dav daladam abeis. Milah b'Shabbos ain't litchos. Tachamir. Why? Because either because there are 13 brisos or ain't adamol elim kain baki. You're not going to go ask a baki. Only bakiim are involved in this. Others say other answers, but one answer that one. So similar question. What about Kriyas HaTorah? While we're in Chazal Gozi, you might come to carry the Torah. So, they're left in shuls? Maybe they weren't always kept in shuls. But one answer is suggested is that if it's a Chovas HaTzibur, so then the Tzibur will make sure that there's no Averis violated. If it's a Chovas HaYachid, okay, you could ask the question. All of them are Chovas HaYachids. But a Chovas HaTzibur is not in the Parsha of Gzeira Deraba. Rav Sternbach has another nafkamina. Rav Sternbach writes in the first volume of Shubas VaHanhagos, Kuf Nun Hey, maybe you could be Mako with a microphone by Kriyas HaTorah, because after all, you don't have to say it yourself. It's a Chovas HaTzibur. Right? When it comes to Megillah, we would rather not use a microphone, if it's possible not to, because you have to really hear it, and many poskim say that there is some type of change when there is a microphone. And that's what Rav Sternbach says, Aleph Kufnun Hey, so maybe in that type of circumstance, another nafkamina. Of course, this is all not like Parsha Zachar. As Tosfos says right here, Parsha Zachar is Chuyv D'Araisa, that's a Chovas HaYachid. That's why we're so machmir, Bizman HaZeh, for all the Chumras, for Parsha Zachar, that you have to hear every word, and we say Zecher and Zecher, just to be safe, and that's a Chovas HaYachid. To remember, Amalek Chazal said that we have to lay it the Shabbat before Purim. Again, maybe we'll talk about that at another point. Why is it once a year? But either way, that's Parsha Zachar, that's a Chovas HaYachid, that's a Chuyv D'Araisa, as Tosfos writes here, and that is, again, a separate topic of Parsha Zachar being different than all the other leanings of the year. Okay, we'll stop here regarding the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah.